with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Continuing the theme of shade trees for your landscape, this week's discussion will be on maples. Maples are any species from the genus Acer, most of which are native to Asia. About 15 species are economically important to the horticulture industry in the United States, with the red maple, Acer rubrum, being the best-selling tree in the U.S. Most maples will have an orangish-red fall color due to the increased sugar levels in the sap. This excess sugar gives off a more vibrant fall color than other alternative shade trees. Because fall color is the main reason customers buy maples, it is common to see the majority of maples sold in the fall, when customers can cherry-pick the best-looking fall trees from garden centers and nurseries. One surefire way to tell whether a tree is a maple or not is to look for the whirlybirds. These seeds, known as samaras, will form in late summer and early autumn. The size of the seeds depends on the species of maple in question. Leaf shape, while common throughout most of the Acer genus, will not always be pointed leaflets. The box elder tree has leaves more reminiscent of elms than traditional maples, but will also have the samaras that betray its close relation to other maple trees. Keep an eye out for these seeds in the upcoming weeks and try to clean up whatever you can. The prolific seeding of maple species leads to excessive seedlings in the landscape if the seeds cannot be removed in the fall. One species of maple that deserves and is gaining more ornamental merit is the paperbark maple. This maple is known for its cinnamon-colored exfoliating bark, which peels off of the tree like sheets of paper, giving the tree its common name. This bark looks stunning against the snow, when no other deciduous plants will have any leaves. If you're looking for a shade tree, this is not the maple species for you. At their highest, paperbark maples only grow to 20 feet tall by 20 feet wide, much more suited for being a specimen tree that attracts the eye rather than a shade tree that lowers the utility bills. For a shade tree in the maple genus, the sugar maple is the best choice. Many people in our area grow silver maples, and while this tree starts out as an excellent choice, as it matures, its wood starts becoming brittle, leading to excessive breakage of the canopy. The sugar maple is one of the few maples native to North America, and in our region, we sit right on the western edge of its native range. This is the species tapped for its sap in the New England region, which is then boiled down to make maple syrup. You will only get about 1/40th the volume of sap you remove from the tree in syrup, so don't buy a sugar maple thinking that you will end up with a surplus to give to family and friends. However, the additional benefit of an edible characteristic to a shade tree definitely sweetens the deal. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.